Are the Riptide Refugees. This song is called My Mess, I should say. They sent over a couple of songs. Sent over by Joe. Joe is a big fan of the station. Another band that also does covers. This is not. And they're out of Omaha. That's what I got. So thanks, Joe. This is Riptide Refugees. Local Music Thursdays on The Gary Sharp Show.
All right, welcome back in, 12:43. That's what we do on Thursdays. It is Local Music Thursday. If you would like to hear something you've heard in the past or something new, George at 1620thezone.com, 30 to 45 second MP3 clip with, we need some information. We want to give you some love for going through the effort to send us some music. We'd like to repay the favor. On this date, well, that was a little extra there. On this date, the 17th of October, if you're a Michigan Wolverine fan, turn away. Don't turn off, turn away. If you're a Michigan State football fan, this was one of the more bizarre endings on this date that we have seen in college football in Ann Arbor, Michigan at the Big House.
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap, and the ball is free! It's picked up by Michigan State's Jalen Watts Jackson, and he scores!
Sean McDonough, whose voice cracked as he was calling the game for ABC. You also had the great picture that is used now of the Michigan student in the surrender cobra.
Classic.
As the punter for Michigan fumbled it. Again, one of the more bizarre endings in college football. And Michigan State won that game. Off the top of my head, I can't remember, but Nebraska was playing the same day. Might have been Bishop and myself were doing Big Red Overreaction, or Damon. We had the game on here in the studio while we were on the air and trying to describe what had just happened. It was an unreal finish. Also on this date, October 17th, 1989, a 6.9 earthquake hit the San Francisco Bay Area while Game 3 of the World Series was set to begin. And Al Michaels was ABC again. They were doing the World Series in 89. And that was the earthquake where, because the baseball game was early that day between the A's and the Giants in the World Series, because it was early, there were less people on the road. You know what the images look like. In that devastating earthquake, less people were on the road because either they were at the ball game at then Candlestick Park or they had gone home early to watch it. But game three was delayed, of course, played 10 days later in a series that the A's never trailed and won that series 4-0. Both of those things happened on this date, the 17th of October. There may not be many more dates left, and I'm a newspaper guy. I learned how to read from the box scores. My dad was a big newspaper guy. He was from a newspaper family, and I've always been a big fan of newspapers. Anybody that's traveled with me, when we go like to Chicago, I go and get the Tribune and the Sun-Times in the morning. I'm a regular reader of the World Herald, even the Journal Star. So I like the physical newspaper. I think for the most part, in this part of the country, you like the physical newspaper, where if I'm on a bigger city and I'm on a train, they're reading the newspaper digitally on an iPad or on their phone. But Omaha, Lincoln, Nebraska, there's still enough of I like the physical paper. And even with all the challenges right now in that industry, people still want the newspaper. You may not be able to pick up the newspaper down the road. Who knows as that industry changes, where some places are going to 3 days a week and they're not publishing on a Saturday. So they give you Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and maybe a Sunday paper. You go to like Pittsburgh, for example, and you want the Post-Gazette on a Tuesday, you can't get it because they're only publishing 3 days during the week. But there is a story involving the USA Today, which is undergoing a sale. USA Today is owned by Gannett. Gatehouse and Gannett are going to merge, and it could mean the end of USA Today. Remember the multicolor? Jim Rome would refer to it as the multicolor fish wrap. You could get it nationally. I can remember the day, George, and again, big newspaper guy, big sports fan, when the National, which was a nationwide newspaper just for sports, and they had some HOF writers. And it was like the coolest thing that you could get news nationally. And that didn't last very long. Now the equivalent is The Athletic Online, which is doing extremely well and has a bunch of really, really talented people. But that's online. Physically, there is no Athletic newspaper. But we might not have the physical copy of the USA Today. And for some, it may not matter, because when was the last time you went to a newsstand and purchased the USA Today? I can tell you in all my travels, that's the go-to in hotels. You check into a hotel, more than likely the USA Today is there and you get a complimentary copy. Now I'm starting to see more of the Wall Street Journal than the USA Today, but the USA Today in hotels seems to be all over this great country. But it might not be where you can get up the physical copy. I mean, when was the last time you purchased a USA Today at a newsstand, or you went to your convenience store and that's what you went to get was the USA Today? Have you ever?
I have, with my dad, but it's been a long time, a very long time.
I might be old school here, but there are two times, well, actually there's five times a year I know that I go out of my way to go to the newsstand to get the USA Today. I've added one to them because the day after signing day in football, now in December and in February, they don't as much, but they used to print everybody's recruiting class, every guy that signed. So I wanted that, so I'd go out of my way and get that. The Monday after the pairings are announced, they have a special section, so I go out of my way to get that.
Okay.
And then they used to have an additional section for the college football preview that I would go out of my way to get that. But outside of that, I can't recall the last time that I went out of my way to buy the USA Today at the newsstand. I mean, I'll even, you know, sneak into a local hotel and steal the USA Today. Just don't tell anybody. But there's a tie into this. Have you seen the DeAndre Hopkins story that is on ESPN.com?
No, I have not.
That would have normally been in ESPN, the magazine, but ESPN has taken the magazine dark. Last month was their final issue. But they have a fantastic story on DeAndre Hopkins. So they have taken in this digital age, where storytelling is still important, investigative reporting still important. Used to happen in your newspaper, but now you're trying to find platforms where you can have it and share it. ESPN has the platform of .com. They have the platform of television. They have the platform of podcast. They have the platform of radio. And I wonder if USA Today will look that way. Now, they don't have radio. They don't have television. I imagine they have a YouTube channel. They do have a podcast. But where do you tell those stories? ESPN has found a way without a magazine to be able to tell that story across all of their platforms. It'd be weird not to see the USA Today. I guess, you know, that's the business right now. That is the post-print world business, where the USA Today, which became a staple, now may go away with this merger. Now, that would be probably a couple years down the road, as this merger is, I think, a month away. But your hotel, your favorite hotel paper, which is down 22% since 2007 in circulation, could be gone. And I won't be able to go and pick up my copy to get the full list of all these recruiting classes. I know. I just nerded out with you there on a little newspaper. All right, 12:52, more local music. Brian Munson is coming up in the last hour. Plus, we have the Sharp Show ticket drop and more on tonight's huge game at Mile High between the Broncos and Patrick Mahomes. Oh, and the Kansas City Chiefs, where in week 17 of 2017, Patrick Mahomes had what some thought was a meaningless NFL game, and his legend was born. And then last year, the left-handed passes and another Kansas City victory. Really hard to believe as a Chiefs fan that the Chiefs have had seven straight victories against the Broncos. And the fact they've gone 22-3 in the last 25 against the AFC West. Should be a good game tonight. Would ruin my weekend. Am I nervous? Yeah. And Andy, I trust.
Yeah.
On the road against Denver, who, if they win, they're right back in the AFC West race, which I didn't think would happen after the Chiefs jumped out to a 4-0 start. All right, 12:53, last hour of a Thursday edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.